Sphira.
I don't even know if Shmuel Sphira on page 423 in Asara.
Shmuel Sphira, he respected everyone, even the youngest kid. Like when people say, "Ah, he's just a kid," you never act like that. If it was a kid, it's a neshama. What do you mean? So listen to the story. Once, Shmuel, at the end of his life, his eyesight was very bad. He had Parkinson's and affected a lot of his body. But he was very machpid his whole life to read from a sitter. But most of the sitters was too small for him to see. So when Yom Ben Weitzendler went to the United States, he bought him a special sitter, nice and everything, with big letters. Especially, there was printed, especially people who don't see so well. It has big letters. I remember my grandfather also, Zichron Levacha. He had a sitter like that with very big letters. And he was able to daven like that, otherwise you didn't see so well. So Shmuel, he appreciated so much, and they thanked him a lot, and it was very precious for him. One day, his Rabbi Elazar Yehuda Koenig, he was his escort of the guy who was helping him, the Shamish, came to visit him with his son, 3-year-old, and the son saw the sitter, and he was very excited. He saw the big letters, he was just learning Aleph, 3-year-old, and he's Aleph Beis. But Shmuel was very scared that something will happen to it. So he asked his father, "Please take it away." The father took the sitter away, and the kid got very offended, and he started crying. He got very offended, the kid, for taking away the sitter from him. Shmuel, at that time, was very happy most of the talk, because of the Parkinson, it was at the end of his life. But he was so shocked by this, he sat next to him, said, "Look, my son, I'm a very old man, and I'm very sick, and I can't see well. And the sitter is, I can't see, if something happens to it," start talking to him, the whole conversation, even though it was difficult for him to say amen, to say amen out of his mouth. Whole conversation, this sitter, he can't really get it out of his soul in those days. Only very far place, which is called America. I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to hurt you. You're such a nice kid, such a precious kid. I don't let anyone use my sitter, you understand me? You're not upset at me? And until he wasn't appeased, until the kid was completely appeased, completely quiet with him. And talking with the kid, you can't talk mumbling, you can't say, you have to say things clearly. And his wife was shocked. It's my husband talking? Hasn't talked in months. How are they talking? It's so clearly, so beautifully. Right? Shmuel, when it comes to Avodas Hashem, there's no me. There's no myself. There's no my difficulties. It's what I have to do, I do. Now I have to appease this kid. I'll do all the efforts. And it was effort, a lot of effort, to speak clearly so this kid gets appeased. He never told children things. He spoke with the kids. He never told them, do. He spoke with them. Right? If he's a 3-year-old, he spoke to him like a 3-year-old. Is it a 5-year-old? Is it a 5-year-old? 10-year-old? Is it a 10-year-old? Also with his children, we know that he was, learned all of his kids all the time. Each one according to his own level. Here's a testimony of Rabbi Yisrael Galis. So when I was a kid, I went to Meron with Rabbi Shimon, to Rabbi Shimon. And one evening I was sitting in the inside room near the Rabbi Elazar tomb, where now is Sephardi minions usually, in the Chabad. And I'm saying to him, in that time, Yeshua went by, and as he went, he banged into the table. I didn't even feel that he banged into it. The table that he was saying to him on, this kid. So Shmuel was a lot more sensitive than I was to what he's doing. He immediately came up to me. I'm so sorry. I didn't realize that the table was here. I was appeasing him. But I told him, I can't say I forgive you because nothing happened. Nothing hurt. So, a few minutes later, I went outside. I saw Shmuel hurrying again and giving me water. He says, "Here, this is the ribis. I'm giving you ribis. I just asked forgiveness. Now I have to also give you a cup of water. To appease you." Yeah, another story. Once they went, what? No, he wanted to appease him even more. Do whatever you want. You're allowed to. It's not no ribis in there. Once they're going to the Meron, and one of the guys brought with him a chocolate bar. And on the way, he gave everyone. Reb Shmuel didn't want. But more than he didn't want the chocolate, he didn't want to hurt the guy who was giving out the chocolate. The guy's giving out chocolate, what, he's going to say no? When he hurt his feeling, oh, Reb Shmuel doesn't want my chocolate. So what did he do? Therefore he took the chocolate, and he, thank you, with a great face. But he didn't put it in his mouth. And he held it in his hand until the end of the job. What happens to chocolate in his hand?
Melted.
His hand got all dirty. And also his bag got dirty. But his soul was clean. He couldn't hurt another Jew. Yeah, we have time for more stories of Hashem today. Mestirut leganav. הביטול העצי המוחלט של רבי שמואל נכון בו העניק לו את המוחלט בגניני his complete nullification to anything, to everything gave him the beauty of his midos that he had. Most people, they have to work on themselves to get the gaiva out, to work on their jealousy and their anger, which is all the sources of gaiva. Shmuel never had an issue with that. He was never a being. He was never an entity to himself. He always now found himself to everything. Once his student of Shmuel Chechik told of Moshe Kremer that they said about of Shmuel Shapira that he has the midas of Yisrael Salanter. It was the biggest Musa in all the generations. Once in the breast of Shul in Katamon after Shachris, Reb Shmuel gave one of his sons a shtar, money paper, what's it called? A bill of a half a lira, which is a nice amount in those days, yeah, to buy a loaf of bread that cost five little ones, like five shekels, everybody say. So the kid went. On the way, he was walking with the kid, the money in his hand. On the way, someone came by, took it out of his hand and ran. So immediately he came to the shul with his son, and they were all frightened and everything. Telling his father, someone came and stole the money from me. So the father immediately, what did Shmuel say? I'm Michael. Immediately, that's the first thing he said. Ay, Shmuel, what's up? I don't have time for another story.
So what did he say?
I'm Michael. I'm forgiving the Ghana.